Hello, and thanks for joining us. Today, I'm sitting down with some of the key players in Allied Irish Bank's programme to not only migrate their workforce to a new site, but to help that workforce become less tied to that physical space and enable better mobile working. So firstly, I'd like to welcome Graham Fagan, Billy O'Connell and Graham Healy. Gentlemen, thanks for being here today. If I can start with you, Graham. Sorry, two Grahams. Graham Fagan, Group Director of Technical and Operations for Allied Irish Bank. Graham, can you tell me a little about AIB?
If you look at Allied Irish Bank, we really operate in two primary geographies, the Republic of Ireland and the United Kingdom. So in the Republic of Ireland, we will be the largest digital bank in the Republic. In the UK, we actually serve more of an SME market in GB. And in Northern Ireland, we have a focus on retail branch banking.
So what was the thinking that led you to evolve the way AIB operates?
It was a combination of a number of factors. I think there's always the continuous improvement factor of always looking at how you evolve and improve the way you work. And also, AIB decided in the second half of 2017 that it was going to move its property footprint across Dublin into a different configuration. We'd been very concentrated in one location, really within Dublin for a very long time, and we were actually then moving to a distributed campus. So really the main thrust of the technology projects to underpin that started in early 2018 and started to kind of in a phased manner land through 2018 into 2019. In the first phase of it, we had to translate some traditional ways of working into more digital, more cloud-based ways of working. Phase two of our program is to move to Office 365 in the cloud across our estate. So the first step into that has been a pilot across the organization, across a variety of different functions. So a real goal for us has been to look at the different sets of personas and users within the bank. So whether you work in the branch network in a sales role or you work in the contact center in a management role, what we've tried to do is kind of go very broadly across the organization to understand those personas and how people actually do their work. So a proper user experience driven approach. The technology that sits behind that is the full Office 365 stack, and you know, different applications within that will map into different personas in different ways, depending on the users.
Obviously, one of the key factors for any program like this is to minimize disruption to your business, which must have been challenging in itself. So how did you balance that with the desire to change the way people worked at AIB?
So being able to come together, share ideas, try things, this is the way these people like to do their work, right? They want to be mobile. They don't want to be told where to be sitting in the building. You want to kind of liberate them. You get probably the best experience from people where they feel that little bit more liberated within the building. If they want to work in the restaurant area, they want to work in a breakout area, it'll be of their choosing. That's where they want to do their work.
Not all of your workforce is here in Dublin. How are those employees using the Office 365 tools off-site?
I suppose when you look at how our colleagues are using the technology today, on one hand, it's enabling them to collaborate as a team together. So they don't have to all converge on the same location and travel long distances to meet. So the team are using video much more frequently. So that enables them to engage much quicker and actually then maximize the time on other activities that might be helping them engage our customers.
And ultimately, that's the whole point of a project like this, I suppose, to improve that interaction and service for your customers. So you're giving your staff as much as you can that will help them to do that.
We have to think about the customers that they're trying to serve and where they want to be served from. So this program is enabling us to help our colleagues to close that distance in customer expectations and to communicate with customers in a much more effective way and a much more timely way. If we can take some of that latency out of how they can turn around requests or where they can meet customers because they have the technology in their hands. You know, time is precious. They've got jobs they may not be able to meet within normal working hours. Can you equip our colleagues to meet them out of hours? when you meet them, if you can actually deal with all their requirements in one go, all the better, rather than have multiple requests. So, you know, all of that's part of the customer experience.
So all of these changes have saved staff time. Have you seen any impact on productivity?
Productivity, I come at it through the employee experience rather than productivity as an end in itself. You know, if you can enable people in the right way with the technology, where you've seen the use cases where it can make a difference, if you've done the proper adoption training around it to ensure that they understand how to best use the technology and they feel empowered, people will always do their best work. And that, for me, most cases produces a better productivity outcome for all concerned.
So you're making a real investment in your people with the systems and technology to support them and all that training you mentioned. Does that help with the challenge of talent retention?
I mean, for us, we're in a city where we're surrounded by a lot of global multinationals who are competing for the same talent. It's important you understand what your own employee proposition is. And a key part of our employee proposition is how we allow our talent to do their work, be it in a more mobile way, in a remote way sometimes. But when you're in the building, our technology is now allowing us to make sure those people can be much more mobile in whatever part of the building that they need to do their work in, whether it's individually or collectively. You know, when you empower people in that way, they do their best work and they feel most fulfilled.
So now, if we can zoom right back out and get back to the bigger picture, this project sounds like a massive undertaking for any organisation, so you naturally went out and found the best help you could. Can you tell me a little about that journey?
In early 2018, when we were faced with the challenge of maintaining our traditional technology and merging that with the cloud, we did a fairly significant market assessment, and we didn't find a huge amount of organisations out there with the capability who could merge both. But Accenture being a trusted partner of the bank over a very long period of time, we reached out and had some early conversations around how they might be able to help us. And very quickly, we became aware of the capability of Avanade as part of the overall Accenture ecosystem. And we were able to engage both parties who worked hand in glove with each other, equally with the Microsoft Association as well, which is quite unique in the market, to be able to come in and sit down with us and plan out how we were going to work together and execute on that program.
Why was that Microsoft Association important?
So we have a long association with Microsoft. You know, a significant portion of our end user computing estate is based on Microsoft technology. It has served the bank well over a long period of time. So strong track record there. And in terms of the Office 365 suite and the ecosystem that sits around it, it's the most established suite of its kind in the marketplace. So it was the natural progression for us to really look at how we would move towards that.
I'd like to get your perspective on working with both Accenture and Avanade. So let's start with Avanade. What was that relationship like?
So, you know, when you go back to the start of this project, we were bringing together the traditional side of our technology, of telephony, and we were bringing it into the cloud kind of unified communication space. And what we found was there wasn't too many organizations out there who had the capability to merge both perspectives. In Avanade, we found an organization that could help us with both. And that, to me, is a very important capability. You know, you don't want to have multiple parties always involved. That creates complexity. So to find a partner who can help bridge both perspectives is massively valuable to us. And to be able to do that at pace and work in an agile way, the property program was a very aggressive time frame for us, and with significant deadlines and dates to meet. So Avanade were able to insert themselves at short notice into a very challenging environment and played a very significant role in getting us to where we are now.
I'd like to bring Billy in now. Billy O'Connell, you're the head of financial services for Accenture Ireland. Tell me about Accenture's relationship with AIB.
I mean, AIB is a key player in the Irish economy and has been probably since the 60s. Accenture and AIB have worked together on, you know, many different things over the last 30, 40 years, actually. The bank identified the opportunity to invest in its digital workplace. And in order to do that, they looked for some expertise, some experience. And happily, we've got good experience from Ireland, but also other geographies, and have worked around digital workplace programs really for the last 25 years. So the bank decided to invest in a mobility pilot, and we partnered with the bank and also brought Avanade in to work together with ourselves. So it was very much AIB, Accenture and Avanade in a kind of a multi-vendor type program, a really collaborative type program with the bank. And really, that experience enabled us all to successfully get to a point where we were able to deliver an outcome for a small group of employees at the bank to demonstrate the benefits of digital workplace capabilities for AIB.
So with Accenture and Avanade both bringing their expertise to the table, how did that relationship develop on this project with AIB?
This is the first time I've had the opportunity to work closely with Avanade. So I've been really impressed with Avanade, in particular in relation to their really deep technology skills. Actually, the bank have very strong technology skills, not just in delivery, but also in architecture, you know, deep infrastructure and architectural skills. And I'm delighted that Avanade were also able to bring the same level of real depth, in particular in relation to the Microsoft technology and product. That's been hugely important for our overall Accenture-Avanade value proposition into the bank. And has also, I think, really helped, you know, solve some of the challenges, you know, technical challenges and solution challenges that do need to be solved in programs like this. I mean, a good example is, you know, in relation to security. There was definitely some additional lift. There were some, you know, things that needed to be worked through that did require, you know, a deep level of expertise in both security and Microsoft technology. And the Avanade team were able to come up trumps with probably a world-class security architect that you know, still working with us on the program in the bank today. And you know, so for me, it is this combination of really deep technical expertise and fantastic responsiveness and focus on the overall outcome for the client. Putting those things together has been absolutely invaluable.
Thanks, Billy. Graham Healy, you're the country manager for Avanade Ireland. Billy and Graham have talked about the working relationships between AIB, Accenture and Avanade. What's your take on that?
So the relationship we've enjoyed with AIB has been, I'd say, partnerial and very clear and forthright. So AIB has done a great job of engaging all its internal stakeholders and all of the partners in the ecosystem to drive to the outcomes they want to drive to, whether that be, you know, engaging Skype for telephony, getting the mobility pilot up and running, and so forth. So that really does take a partnerial badges at the door type of approach. And I would say that, you know, in a lot of cases, you're in a room and you don't know if it's an AIB person, a Microsoft person, an Accenture person, an Avanade person, or one of the other partners in the room, because we're all there as a project team, if you like. So that's one thing that's really impressed me. And secondly, they're very clear and very forthright in what they want to achieve. And that gives, as a partner, that gives us a lot of... It gives us the wherewithal, if you like, in order to be able to achieve the outcomes they want. So we can be very clear with them in terms of what we expect from them in order to achieve the outcome, and vice versa, they're very clear with us. And that puts us on, I think, a very strong foundation for any project.
I just want to pick up on that phrase you used, Graham. You said AIB were very clear and forthright. That sounds like the various teams involved weren't always in complete agreement. Graham Fagan, would you say that was the case?
I mean, there's been a number of challenging conversations, but that shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. You know, I think in the most successful projects and programs, you'll always find that. But I think it's important that there's a level of respect and trust at the heart of it, that when you do have those challenging conversations, you can come back to the table, reassess and move forward together. So I would say very good experience for us, how we've done it. And we've done it under challenging timeframes as well, which always puts that added element of pressure, but very positive experience overall.
What are your thoughts on the program as a whole and the progress that AIB is making as a result?
Well, I think very pleased with where we've got to right at this moment. I think what we've helped do, and it doesn't always happen on technology programs, we've helped prove to a broad set of stakeholders what the real potential of the technology is. And it's not technology just for technology's sake. It's actually technology to help our colleagues do their best work. And if you're in a technology function, that helps you, I suppose, position that function, you know, in a much more meaningful way across the organization. You don't want to be, quite frankly, a back office technology shop. You want to feel like you're actually making a difference to how your colleagues win. We all have a human reaction when you win, and you want to feel part of that connection. So if we can help them work better together, that's great. Hopefully people go home at the end of every day feeling that little bit less taxed, but then you can help them win, then there's a bit of magic in that as well. So personally, if we're playing our part in that as the person leading that side of the technology function, that's good for me, but it's great to see the kick that the team get out of it as well.
So given everything we've covered here today, all those benefits of the systems and technologies you put in place and the relationships you develop with your partners, could you sum up your thoughts on the entirety of the program and what this all means for the future of AIB?
So I don't want to make too many big grand statements, but I think you know, a key part of the future of the bank is ultimately how the people within the bank and with our partners, how we'll work together. If we work together very well, enabled by the right technology, there's no doubt we can continue to maintain our leadership position and serve our customers even better than we do today.
Fantastic. Thank you, Graham, and Billy and Graham too, for being here today. And thank you out there for listening. I hope it was as informative for you as it was for me. Thank you.